Welcome to Tell Me About It on WUFT 89.1 and 90.1. I'm here today with Glenn Terry. He is the organizer of the Flying Pig Parade. It's the third annual event that's going to be in downtown Gainesville, along with Rhonda Victor Sebelia, and she is a volunteer. And this is the third time they're going to have this fun event, January 3rd, 2026, 2 p.m., free and open to the public. It's kind of an irreverent parade. It's a great celebration of all things that have been happening in the past year, which is, let's be real, it's been kind of a crazy year. So there's a lot of material that they can cover. And it's a really fun thing, too. I saw last year some pictures. You have these giant puppets.
Yes, we have a lot of giant puppets, and we're having more of them. In this parade, four or five. We had three last year. And there are some parades that are only giant puppets. So they're really dramatic and much loved by the audience.
So where do they come from? Who creates these gigantic things?
I create them.
Oh, you create them.
And I help other people create them. There's a fabulous theatrical troupe in Vermont called the Bread and Puppet Theater. And they've been putting on political theater performances for over 60 years, and I heard about them forever. I have friends in Gainesville who work there in the younger version of their lives, and I went there 3 years ago and saw a performance, and I met the creator, and I went into a museum filled with hundreds of giant puppets, and inspired me to come here and to build some and help others do the same.
And people carry these down the street? Is that how they're displayed?
Kind of wear them also.
Well, you put them on in different ways, but you end up looking like a puppet that's 14 feet high, and there are people on the side operating the hands,
cool.
Gesturing. We're going to have a new one this year, Pope Leo. we want Pope Leo to run for president. I don't know if he will, but I hear he already has a job. And we have one of a presidential figure. Then we have Mr. Bones. Mr. Bones is a 12-foot skeleton that kind of dances down the street, leading the group of gravediggers from the Prairie Creek Cemetery.
So you have puppeteers kind of making these things happen.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. I haven't been to the parade, so this is really amazing. I'm going to have to come this year.
We're always looking for big props, big puppets that surprise people. And it's a pedestrian parade. We don't have many vehicles, which we think is great because vehicles burn this thing called gasoline.
there's really no floats. It's all man-made and human-made presentations, let's say, demonstrative art, moving art.
Street theater,
street
that's what
theater,
we're doing.
That's what
street
I was thinking,
theater, and it's kind of interactive. You want the audience
to play
a role in this.
People in the parade, I said, don't just march down the street. Work the crowd. Talk to them. Make a few jokes. They do that every year, and it's a sort of a type of parade that's different from most, and I got the idea from one I saw in California a long time ago in Pasadena called the Doodah Parade. And it was a parody of the Rose Bowl Parade.
Yeah. Oh, really?
And there were groups in it, like 15 people dressed up as bears carrying fake rifles. It was the right to arm bears. And I thought,
I guess it goes both ways. So
I thought, make it. My God, we're actually having bears in this parade because there's a bear hunt going on in Florida soon, and they wanted to make a statement about that. And they think bears need to be armed, I guess, so to protect themselves from the hunters. But we like to present things. We like to present the unexpected. We like to make people think. We like to make people laugh. I think we do a pretty good job, don't you, Rhonda?
We also celebrate all that's wacky and wonderful about Gainesville. It doesn't have to be timely. Like, for example, there's the Bee Pollinator Society is there, and they have a lovely unit. He talked about the Grave Diggers. They are local, and they're, you know, so we have organizations that are unique and special to Gainesville, and you know, just fun for them to get their word out and to demonstrate and educate the public about what they do. In fun
so
ways.
Where exactly are these people going to be marching down the street? We need to have direction here.
Well, the parade starts where University Avenue meets Southeast First Street. That's Bo Diddley Plaza, the northwest corner. And that's where groups actually start. They all line up in a big spiral in Bo Diddley Plaza. They're all, you know, lined up with numbers. We planned it all out. Some groups say, we don't want to be next to a loud band. We have our own music, thank you. And you kind of make sense of it all the night, a couple nights before. And so they come out onto the street and march three long blocks down to the Hippodrome Theater. Now, I've walked it in 4 minutes, but it might take you 25 minutes in this parade because people stop and perform for the audience. There's always a couple thousand people there enjoying the parade.
Oh, nice, nice. So it kind of goes in a kind of circular fashion around the Bo Diddley Plaza.
Yeah, once from
and they all end up there. The parade's about an hour long. I mean, the first person in the parade will stop marching around 2:25, 2:30, but the last person in the parade will probably start around 2:40 and end up at the end at 3 o'clock. And at 3 o'clock, we have Bo Diddley's birthday bash. It's a concert. It's featuring this year the Showtime Band, which is a great, great R&B group. Everybody loves this band. And Bo Diddley's birthday is actually the 28th of December, but within a week. And we're going to celebrate his special day. If he were with us, he'd be 96 this year. And we're going to have delicious birthday cake from the Vine Bakery, and we're going to sing Happy Birthday to Bo. Last year, his daughter joined us for the occasion, and we had a great time. So think of it as a two-hour thing, a parade that's an hour long, and a concert that's an hour long, too.
And it brings people downtown, and a lot of the restaurants are happy about that. The Hippodrome last year set up an outdoor bar and had a special Flying Pig Parade cocktail that they were selling.
And it was filled with 100 or more people, the Hippodrome steps, which are usually kind of
barren.
Oh,
that's a great place to watch it from.
It is.
It's like bleachers.
That's true.
And at the top of the steps, they were serving Flying Pig cocktails.
Yeah, they were.
So that was a pretty raucous crowd there on the steps.
But anybody else who wants to come and set up along the street can bring their camping chairs, you know, be comfortable. And enjoy it.
Like any parade, I would
sure,
say.
Sure, like any parade.
That's good. Except it's all things Gainesville in this case.
Well, yeah. Well,
most things Gainesville,
but, you know, some of the topics that we will touch on will be,
current
you know,
events.
Local, state, national. Yeah, we do try and take a whimsical look at the past year. Some celebratory, some not so. But we will,
Well, cool. Well, this is the Flying Pig Parade. It's on Saturday, January 3rd at 2 p.m. And we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back and we'll talk more of the details of the parade and your Grand Marshal as well. So we'll be right back. Welcome back to Tell Me About It on WUFT 89.1 and 90.1. I'm Sue Wagner here today with Glenn Terry and Rhonda Victor Sebelia. And they are here for the Flying Pig Parade. It's the third annual event. It's going to be in downtown Gainesville at the Bo Diddley Plaza, Saturday, January 3rd, beginning at 2 p.m. It's about an hour long, and it's followed by the Bo Diddley Birthday Bash. And Bo Diddley, of course, is from Gainesville, and it's really amazing how he's made his mark on this community, and people want to continue to celebrate him. I believe December 28th is his birthday, so it's just a few days late. You celebrate your birthday all year long, so that works out perfectly well.
The first year we had the parade, it was on the 28th, and so that's
and
why
we didn't even know it.
We didn't realize, and that's why this story came up.
Yeah. We've got to add something to the parade to celebrate Bo Diddley, and we did.
Yeah.
So we've done it every year.
And then the Vine Bakery, which is a popular place in town, is going to cook a birthday cake that is going to be amazing. So it's free and open to the public, which is great. And as Rhonda said during our last segment, it's a celebration of a whimsical look back at the entire year. And 2025 was pretty momentous. But you have people that are in the parade already, but you still have room for additional volunteers. Is that correct?
We do.
And we might have room when you hear this. Just go to our website, flyingpigparade.org. And if you want to be in the parade with a group, we might have a spot or two open still. There's an application that you fill out. It takes 10 seconds, maybe 30 to fill it out. And so we're always looking for volunteers. And we might need a couple more people, make room for the in the parade.
A lot of hands. We're also having our final planning meeting on Tuesday, December 30th at 4:30. Is it still Cypress and Grove?
Right.
And we're just very loosely meeting there. And so if anyone would like to come in and give their 2 cents or offer to help out and give us a hand, because we do always need extra volunteers on site.
Yeah, you need volunteers as well as units in the parade.
So
that's a good thing. Okay. And, of course, if people want to make donations, that's cool too.
Yeah, this is not inexpensive.
We have a GoFundMe. It costs a lot of money to put on a parade.
I put on fanfares and fireworks. I can tell you it costs a lot of money to do events like this.
We both know that. People don't realize.
So the GoFundMe is
these
just go to Flying.
It costs a lot of money. And you have
Flying
to figure
Pig
out
Parade, GoFundMe, just look it up.
The GoFundMe fundraiser is called Keep the Pig Flying.
That's cool.
A lot of people donate that way. We have some new groups in the parade that I'm excited about, groups we haven't been with us. We're always encouraging local organizations and businesses and neighborhood associations to come on board. It's a lot of fun. Come be in a parade. And I'm happy to say that the Duck Pond neighborhood is going to be in our parade for the first time. And surprise, they're going to be flying ducks. And they're going to be the Wacky Quackers from Duck Pond.
Okay, I'm not going to tell you where I live in town now, but one of the other things parade features is a Grand Marshal, and this year it's Joe Quarter, which some people may know as the publisher of The Iguana, which is a monthly newspaper, and he's been in Gainesville probably all of his life, but he's really involved in the community as well, and you're going to honor him. Last year was Vivian Filer.
Right.
And then the first year you had a different...
Sheila Payne and Paul Ortiz, So we always try to find wonderful people who've done great things in the community that probably wouldn't be leading any other parade. They need to be honored as much as anyone. So we're very proud of our Grand Marshals. We're proud to have Joe fronting the parade this time. He's spent 40 years of his life publishing this newspaper that he gives away for free that spreads a lot of important local and national news.
That's great. So how many units do you have in the parade right now?
So far, I've had 42 sign up.
Wow. And, that's a lot.
It's a lot. But we can accommodate up to 60 in this parade. It's a short parade.
Right. Mm-hmm. They vary in size. It could be from a single individual to a group of a dozen.
Yeah. That's great. And they have I remember one time, WFT was in the homecoming parade back when it started in 1981, and everybody was holding a boombox on their shoulder because they were playing the radio. So that was the radio band. So I think people are doing similar things, being really creative with their exhibit, so to speak.
Yeah.
If you've seen our poster for the parade, it has dancing dinosaurs on it, marching up First Street with a hippodrome in the background, and that is one of our groups. They're a group of wonderful, wonderful people from Melrose, led by a woman named Karen Newman. And they showed up the first year in these inflatable Tyrannosaurus Rex
costumes. I've seen them. Those are pretty amazing.
Oh, the music. Dancing in the Streets was playing, and they were dancing up a storm. And boy, they came back the second year. And by golly, they'll be with us this year, too. So come see the dancing dinosaurs and everything else, because it's going to be amazing.
Are you in the parade, Rhonda, or are you
a
volunteer?
No, I will have a unit in the parade. I'm going to be touching on Florida's open carry laws.
Oh, my.
Say no more.
I'm not saying anymore. But I'm going to be a solo unit.
We need an element of surprise here. We can't give
exactly,
it all away.
Exactly.
You know? We've got to keep it on the down low.
Yeah.
We have a lot of musicians playing bands, usually bands on flatbed trucks. We have a Latino band, rock and roll band. Hutch is bringing his band.
That's nice.
So he is going to be representing the Wildflowers Music Park.
The new place, right?
He says, my band's going to look like the alien band from the original Star Wars that played in a bar.
Well, there you go.
So I said, wow, that's going to be something.
That'll be fun.
So the parade starts at 2, and it continues for about an hour, and then the birthday bash is around 3?
3 o'clock to 4, yes.
Mm-hmm. And that's open to everyone to enjoy cake and enjoy the Showtime band, R&B, you said?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds pretty fun. Of course, free and open to the public. But what's more important is you have another planning session and you want more people to get involved. When and where is that?
It'll be
Cypress and Grove Brewery. That's on Northwest 10th and 4th Street.
10th Avenue, yes.
10th Avenue, yeah.
On Tuesday, December 30th at 4:30 to 5:30,
mm-hmm.
hopefully.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be the last planning meeting, it could go a little longer.
So just come inside and...
We'll probably be outside.
It's outside if the weather's
hopefully
good.
Hopefully it's not too cold.
It's been good so far. But we have a lot of fun because we share a lot of ideas on what we can do. And some people come and say, I'm going to do this. How can I make it better? And when you're surrounded by 25 comedians, basically, some are good, some are
working at it.
It's good brainstorming.
They come up with all these ideas, and it's so much fun to put a parade together like this.
So what is the website for more information?
It's flyingpigparade.org, O-R-G. And all the information is there for the parade, how to apply. You can be a volunteer just by filling out that form, and I'll be in touch with you. We need a lot of volunteers on the day of to line everybody up, keep everybody safe during the parade. It's a very important part of what we do. And
we'll also be selling T-shirts.
We're selling T-shirts, too.
And I saw there was a video on your website as well, so you can kind of see what it looked like
last year.
So
yep.
You get a preview of the
That's
fun
true.
To come.
Yes, absolutely.
That's true. Got our video out there for both years, so...
Well, it's a good thing to do before everybody gets back in town. I think it's going to be a great way to celebrate 2025.
Our final goodbye to 2025.
There you go.
It's so, a welcome.
And welcome 26.
It's how, before we did it at the very end of the year, this year we moved it back a week. And it gives more people that went away for the holidays a chance to come. And some people would complain, I'm always gone during the holidays. Da, da, da. So we're going to move it back a week. It's being on the 3rd of January instead of the very end of December, is going to give us a chance to be a part of the New Year celebration in Gainesville. And that feels good, too.
Great. Well, Glenn Terry and Ron Victor Sebelia, thank you very much for coming today, telling us about the Flying Pig Parade, Saturday, January 3rd, 2 p.m., Beaudeley Plaza, downtown Gainesville. We hope to see you there.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. Keep the pig flying.
That was Glenn Terry and Rhonda Victor Sebelius from Gainesville's Flying Pig Parade on today's episode of Tell Me About It. To listen to previous episodes of the show, go online at wuft.org/tellmeaboutit or on the WUFT media app. I'm Sue Wagner on Tell Me About It on WUFT.